Good evening. Welcome for our podcast, Chapter 8, page 68, last paragraph, titled, I would like to share a particular technique, which I have found immensely helpful in letting go of a particular like or dislike. I sit in front of my computer and think that just like my computer has the ability to clean up items from a deleted items folder on my email just with the touch of a button, I too have the capability of letting go of my likes or dislikes in just a moment. Every month, I clear up at least 3,000 emails from the deleted items folder. That takes a minimum of 20 seconds to clear each time. These 20 seconds are very precious to me. With the click of a button, I remind myself that my nature is infinitely peaceful and I'm not bound by any likes or dislikes. I'm henceforth going to purge my mind of these thoughts in these 20 seconds. Lo and behold, I clean my computer as well as my mind at the same time. It is extremely important to not get lost or confused here. What the seer said is that the renunciation does not mean letting go of our enjoyment or stop doing the things that do bring us some pleasure. Let me explain. To really understand the concept of renunciation or dispassion, it is important to appreciate that our mind is the receptacle via the sense organs as well as the source of all enjoyment as well as our displeasure. We all want enjoyment. That is a given. We all want to seek this enjoyment to such an extent that when we find it, we want to keep it. Whenever we have some pleasure, we believe in our minds that we have found true happiness. And we keep doing the act which we think brought us this happiness, not realizing that it was very momentary. When the source of happiness goes, so does the happiness itself. This process is nothing but just a way that our mind has been conditioned. Each conditioning can be broken using self-inquiry. Once we start examining our thoughts with utmost attention, the conditioning starts to drop. If we truly want to find the actual source of everlasting peace and happiness, then all we have to do is become the best scientist. You, the seeker, and the scientist have been given the sword of inquiry to cut out any barriers that might come your way. Use this sword all the time to find your true nature. Question every thought and experience that you go through. As soon as you're awake, start by questioning the dreams that you had, the unfulfilled desires that you might have had from the previous day, things that you plan for the coming day. Let no stone be left unturned. Examine each thought very decisively. Was it worth your time and effort to have a particular thought? Were you stuck in pleasure and pleasure-seeking activities? Were you trying to run away from your supposed enemy or something that causes you pain? Did you face your own enemy of the barrage of thoughts and let them go? The more you inquire, you yourself realize that in those moments where you become attached or passionate about a particular event or person, you hence maintained your likes or dislikes. That is the moment when you were no longer dispassionate. You were out of the present moment of the divine. Self-inquiry is such a beautiful technique that allows you to cut through these impressions and concepts and brings you back to dispassion. Practice self-inquiry daily, along with a meditation technique and reading knowledge, and you will be cutting your karma and impressions one after the other. Soon, really soon, you realize that your own likes and dislikes have not changed, and you are centered in the present moment all the time. Self-inquiry is indeed a very powerful technique to master our minds. The sages of the past said that the person who has mastered the mind has mastered this world. This world itself will continue to barrage you with offers of constant pleasure. Dispassion can be further and very beautifully understood by the word sannyasa. This word etymologically means letting go of the lower values for the higher, so that we are in a state of constant contemplation, even with our eyes open. In our ignorant state, we are often pulled towards the negative tendencies. For example, if I love having ice cream of a particular variety, say chocolate, I will then seek the chocolate ice cream. I will get agitated in my wish to have the chocolate ice cream until I obtain it. I will act out my desire, which is a thought. I will make an action to spend my time, resources, and effort to acquire the chocolate ice cream. When I've gone to the supermarket, acquired the chocolate ice cream, and I've had one spoonful, which satiates my tongue, I feel pleasure. The fact that I've been able to successfully do this makes my conditioning of the mind confirm that every time I feel a desire come up, I have the capacity to complete my desire. I hence remain in this constant cycle of trying to acquire and maintain my sense-driven happiness. This concept of renunciation or sannyasa is to let go of the mind's wandering and its need to remain close to and demand something that it desires. So let us now recapitulate. The sequence of desires and desire-driven actions is maintained by a memory of sensual pleasures, the fleeting happiness, and also a memory of our previous actions, that we were able to successfully complete our actions and receive our source of pleasure. By sannyasa, renunciation, or dispassion, we learn to remain in the present moment and do not allow our mind to lay any new memories. We just enjoy that moment and do not compare it to any memories of the past moments. We are, therefore, fully enjoying the moment. If by any chance we were not successful in stopping ourselves from laying new memories, we have been given the tool of self-inquiry which we can practice to bring us back to a pristine, pure, divine self again. We should practice self-inquiry every day for it to be successful. As a practice, I tend to do self-inquiry first thing in the morning, followed by doing a breath-based, then a mantra-based meditation, and lastly, follow it up with reading a knowledge source. This whole sequence might take an hour or so. And we pause. We did an experiment in our group. How do we bring our mind to the present moment? For the listener, I suggest you listen to the silence in between the words. I am here. I am. The present moment is. There is no past or future except from the present moment. I am. And we end here till we meet next week. Thank you.